Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to get started with Mesa. Yes, family, Mesa.
At this point in my life, I just want to have fun. And I want to be free, spiritually I have grown, and I know I have a long way to go, but what I do know right now is that God is amazing, and the universe is amazing, and there's so much out there for all of us. So we never have to worry and shed a tear. And I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
As I grew, oh,
To another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. Welcome, welcome, family. As we usher in divine love this morning, knowing that there's not an ill, love can't heal, there's not a prescription, love can't feel. And for every question, love is the answer. In the words of my grandma. Good morning, family. Welcome. This is Janine Ingram. Yes, Lady Love, Love Goddess, Lady Day. We're going to get started by entering into the stillness, inviting the presence of the One Power and the One Presence, recognizing, truly knowing that there is no other. There's only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many, many, many names. And we recognize this great spirit as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot, come on, Holy Spirit, that our God is not. And so as we prepare our minds this morning, becoming intentional about the breath, anointing our thoughts, asking the Holy Spirit for fresh revelation, we're going to take in that deep breath, breathing in through our nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then release the breath, family. Remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. Sometimes, family, we forget to breathe. Breathe. Be still. And know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. I want you to breathe, family, breathe. And release. Alas, family, be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Divine Mother, Father God, precious, precious Holy Spirit, I come before you today asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart will come from my I Am Beloved presence and be so acceptable. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come, speak to my mind, speak through my words, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to come and release all of me, God, that I may come empty and be filled by your presence, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to give me a clean heart, God, so that every word I speak will come from a place of love. Mother, Father, God, as I rise in this right now moment, God, speak to somebody's heart. Speak to somebody's mind, God. As we pray over the political process today, God. As we pray over the mayor today, God. Whoever takes leadership in the mayor of Chicago, and we ask you to fill that seat with a spiritual mind, God. That the leader will have a spiritual type of leadership, God. Will bless this city and flourish this city and give each and every person an opportunity to rise this morning, God, in their finances and in their businesses. In the political climate, God, we ask you to bless it, God. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and bring a fresh anointing to this call and to each and every person under the sound of my voice, including myself, God. I ask you to bring forth a fresh anointing, God, fresh revelation, new wineskins. Holy Spirit, I ask you to allow us to rise today in total dependency upon you, Holy Spirit. Decreeing and declaring anything that is not of you, God, to be released over us today, God. Over our year, over our life, over our family, over our business, over our possessions, our projects, and our purpose in our neighborhoods, our loved ones, our marriages, and our communities, even our government today, God, even the nation. Father, Mother, God, I ask you to let everything that is not of you be decreed, be replaced by your original plan and purpose for our life. As we arise today to take our rightful place in the world, shield us against anything, God, that is not of you today, God. Shield us of anything that we might want to compromise in. Shield us from discouragement and depression and frustration. God, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, as we decree that this year is filled with strategic encounters. This year is pregnant with purpose, promise, and potential, God. That we speak, that it is filled with wonderful surprises, with supernatural breakthroughs and miracles. The best of our today will become the rest of our tomorrows. For every day shall be sweeter and sweeter, God. 2019 shall have each one of our days get sweeter and sweeter as the day before. We decree and declare this moment as our defining moment, God, marking the end of anything that is not serving our purpose, God. Oh, and the beginning of a prosperous, financial free, ease, elegance, and grace destiny. I declare that we will forever live under an open heaven, God. Oh, that we expect our expectations, God, that you will grant us strategies for prosperity and
successful living, that you will fill our mind with wisdom and knowledge of the true identity that you gave each and every one of us individually when we was formed and created in the wombs of our mother's belly. We decree that we are empowered to accomplish that which we were born to do, that we will become and are all that we were born to be, that our mission is clear, our vision is unobstructed, that our intentions are pure, that our motivation is solid, that our relationships are heavenly and healthy, God. We thank you, God, that you shall supply all our needs according to your riches and your glory, that, oh, we will make that mark today, God, that we will leave a legacy for the next generation, that we will live in prosperous, healthy environments, that you prosper the works of our hands, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God, come and work, anoint our hands that everything we touch, God, oh, God, that you will prosper in the works of our hands, that everything we touch will turn to prophetic gold, God. Oh, that our life will forever reflect the shimmer of your glory and your divinity, that our life, our family, our friends will be blessed with all good things, that joy, peace, prosperity, and success are so abundant as the stars at night in our life, that friendships and favor and affluence and influence and happiness and support, beauty, purpose, and direction, along with abundant living, are our constant companion. Come on, Holy Spirit. That we are unconditionally loved and celebrated and revered and appreciated and honored beyond measure in all human composition. Thank you, God, that you grant us true, lasting, mutually beneficial relationships, friendships, associations, alliances, networks, partnerships, and support. This is your year for innovations for us, God. That our creations, inventions, our products, our goods and services will be in high demand globally, God. Let me say that again. Our creations, Holy Spirit, our inventions, our witty inventions, our witty products and creations and goods and services will be in high global demand, God. I pray that we will be firmly placed at a comparative advantage, given a competitive advantage, that we will be distinguished ourselves among the great, among the influence, among the powerful, that our good name precede us, that our goals are achievable. Grant us wisdom for successful negotiation skills, and that is all that is owed to us will be released to us right now, God. Oh, let me say that again. All that is owed to us will be released to us right now. Our blessings, like the stars, are too numerous to count. Health and wealth will walk with us hand in hand. Our victories are as abundant as the grains of sand. Lack and struggle are distant memories of the past. Come on, Holy Spirit. Our enemies will be subdued. We will be fruitful in all our endeavors, God. Grant us multiple streams of income. Let us navigate those streams with an anointing that gives us business savvy. Let economic and financial times turn in our favor, God. Let us be an agent of light, God, and truth in the world of darkness. Let us be the change we want to see, that no one will meet us and not be positively impacted. Come on, Holy Spirit, that no one will meet us and not be impacted by our presence. Let the gifts that you have given us begin to flourish right now, God. I recognize that you've created us as a free moral agent. I realize that our destiny is determined by our decisions. Come on, Holy Spirit. And we're not an incident nor an accident. This is the beginning of the best days of our life, and there's no such thing as a coincidence. We therefore use the freedom that you have given us, the freedom to choose, knowing that there is a direct correlation between the decisions we make today and the reality that we will experience in tomorrow. Therefore, Holy Spirit, we choose the one and only love. Come on, Holy Spirit, the one and only love. We will let no occasion or action of others instigate, precipitate, or justify bitterness in our heart today, God. We choose love because we choose you. We choose love because we choose ourselves, God. You are love. And we choose to love what you love. We choose to live without the need for anything other than love. We choose to live from any regrets and missteps. We choose to love ourselves unconditionally from this place, God. We are able to love others. We refuse to see people as anything less than who you created them to be. We choose to move beyond the hurts and the disappointments of our past and give ourselves permission to lovingly embrace all that we are and all that you have placed inside of us. We choose love. We choose joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We choose to put our best foot forward as we leave the past behind, God. We choose peace. As we receive divine peace that surpasses all understanding. We live in the realm of forgiveness, God. You said rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, God. And in your word, you said whatever things are true, God, whatsoever things are honest, are just, pure, and lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, there will be any praise, think on these things. And we're thinking on these things right now, God. Father, Mother, God, when we pray, God, when we pray, God, pray for strategy to understand how to get what we desire, God. We pray for understanding how to move and navigate to bring forth those desires, God. I pray right now that whatever is obstructing or hindering us or in blockages to be removed right now, God. I ask you to come right now, God, and let the plans of our life be so made so clear, God. Let the direction be made so clear, Holy Spirit. I pray for answers, for breakthroughs, for opportunities, for divine interventions. That we use these precious moments as opportunities to prepare, God. Prepare for the goodness that you have already given us, and we will be anxious for nothing, God. We will be anxious for nothing, God. Come this morning, God. Thanking you for all that you have already entrusted us with, everything, God. Recognizing this spiritual presence living in this body that we have right now. Let us not overindulge, God. In anything. Let us recognize there's a supernatural presence right now in us, as us, all around us. And as we bless this day, God, we thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your ability, God, to come through us this morning. As we move in each day with deliberation, God, to act based on vision, God, goals and our present personal dreams for making this world a better place, we choose to live a life that is dynamic, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, and we refuse to use alibis. Oh, yes, we will make no decision without you this morning, God. We will make no decision. Therefore, right now, God, we thank you because we're choosing this day right now to live by the fruits of the Spirit. We choose success this morning, God. We thank you as we succeed, we give you thanks, God. As we succeed more and more, we give you thanks, God. And we will seek the grace of you, God, for alternative strategies. And then when the day is done, each and every day, God, we place our head on our pillow and rest, knowing that you will take care of the rest. And as we awaken on this day, taking our life out of the neutral to live the life of our dreams, God, our God-sized dreams, we thank you. To live the life of purpose according to your will, God, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for this is the day that you have created for us. And we will rejoice in the present and the gift. Thanking you that you woke us up this morning, God. In our right mind and the activities of our lamps, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. Oh, Holy Spirit, we thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the anointing over our life, God. Thank you for the favor that is over our life, God. Thank you for your grace that follows us and your mercy. Oh, Holy Spirit, we call forth your blessings this morning, God. On this day, we ask you to bless this political climate today, God. God, we ask you to choose the best mayor for Chicago, come Holy Spirit, the best treasurer, and those aldermen that are being voted on today, that you will choose. That your will come forth in this political climate in Chicago, Illinois. On this day, I pray for peace, God. I pray for peace where there's no peace in Chicago, God. I pray for every block, every street, every home in the city of Chicago right now, God. I pray that nothing but your peace shall surpass our understanding on this day, God. I'm asking you to send your angels on every block, God. I'm asking you to send your love and descend it upon the land in Chicago, God. I'm asking you to bless the trees, the bees, the flowers, the land, the air, the peace, the soil, and any elements in this city right now, God, that is not of you, Holy Spirit. Let it be disintegrating into the light of love, God. I'm asking you to bless Chicago. I'm asking you to bless Chicago today. The mayor, the person that will run this city will be of you, Holy Spirit. And that this mayor will cause an amplification, a multiplication, a spiritualized, amplified blessing upon your people in this city, God. That the work of our hands will be blessed a billionfold. And those who haven't had the economic advantage will be playing on equal ground just because of the blessings of your person that it will come there. Will bless those that give us an equal opportunity, God, to be blessed in an economic climate. Come, Holy Spirit, and descend your love upon the city. Pray this special prayer over our election, that your hands will be in this election today, God, as this city will see a blessing in these years to come with the mayor that will be chosen by you, Holy Spirit. I pray this prayer knowing that it will not return void, God. I pray this prayer knowing that even if I can't see the one that is chosen, that I can see in the spiritual eyes and know that nothing but good shall come to us. In the mighty matchless name, nature, and consciousness of love, I call forth the blessings today for the city of Chicago, knowing that it is already done. Nothing but love shall come through the city today. All right. Thank you, God. And so it is. And so it is.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine in England. And that was Richard Elliott, another form of summer madness, honey. Yes, 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 that was Summer Madness, redone by Richard Elliott, a jazzy version. Good morning, family. Good morning, Janine and Ingram here. Yes, your experience this morning, your love experience. And as I was waking this morning to get started with blessing my day and praying over my day, and I thought about a couple of things. I thought about is this is what popped up. This is so interesting. This lady was being interviewed by someone, and I posted it on my Facebook page. I'm going to see if I could bring it up in case something else goes. But this lady was saying that money always finds her. She said, no matter where she is, money finds her. She said, money finds her. I was like, what? And I just looked, and it was the way she said it was kind of, she said, yeah, money loves me. Money needs me. And the interviewer was laughing. And I was like, wow, she don't get it. But she was sitting back, laid back, like she was dead serious. Like, money finds me wherever I go. And so the lady was laughing, so she was trying to explain to her that money comes in different forms. She said, but money finds her wherever she is. Money loves her. Money likes her. Money needs her. And I said, wow, what a confidence that she had about her, even though the other lady who was interviewing her was cracking up laughing at her. And so I thought about money. This morning, I thought about so many people who it's interesting how we have a relationship with God, but a lot of people don't believe or put God in a plan for their finances. And so I wanted to talk about today that God has a plan for our finances. God has a vision for our money, because money is a resource and a gift given to us by God. It's like water, wind, or electricity. Money can work in profitable ways, often channeled in many ways from God. God has a plan for our lives concerning money and our finances. Did you know there were over 2,000 scriptures in the Bible that have to do with how we handle our money and manage it? Proverbs 21:5, good planning leads to prosperity. Planning a financial vision and working with God's guarantee is a profitable return, meaning good planning leads to prosperity. And so I wanted to stop right there. Good planning. How many of us really have a plan for our finances? And the first thing this lady said, and I took notes on what she said, in the bigger interview.
And so I wanted to share this notes today. Because what I want to talk about today is to how to resurrect your finances. To cause your finances to resurrect and locate you. Come on, Holy Spirit, I want you to really feel this, what I'm saying to you. I'm not saying for you to go out and chase, create, do nothing. I'm talking about how to, she gave a plan on how to command your money to cause your finances to resurrect and locate you. Come on, somebody, I have to say amen on that. And she said the first thing that we all hear, change your mindset. She said money is supposed to serve you. You're not supposed to be begging for it, much less looking for it. The way God has ordained it is that it serves you. Now, until you understand that and begin to take your rightful place, you will keep begging and nothing will happen. You will keep chasing and you will chase money all the days of your life. She said money was never meant to be chased. She said money was meant to chase you. Come on, somebody. I wanted to scream when she was talking, but it was so late. Early in the morning, and I wanted to wake Brendan up. But I was like, wow, she gets it. And she said the 10 points to cause your finance to resurrect and locate you is in your words. Powered by the word of God. Believe it, declare it, and begin to see the manifestation. She said we got to speak with authority. We got to pray with authority and be serious about it. She said, my money, my wealth, and all my riches, I'll call you by your name today. Where are you? Come here and knee down before me. Did you not know you are supposed to be following me? Why do I have to look for you? No, I don't. Command you to begin to serve me according to the word of God. She said, I command you to begin to serve me according to the word of God. She said, I command my finances, my wealth, my rich money to begin to locate me. I command my finances, my wealth, my riches, money. I command you to begin to locate me. She said, and I command every dead aspect of my finances to be resurrected in the name, nature of love right now, Holy Spirit. She said, I'm rich like my Father in heaven. I am loaded with daily benefits. I do not lack any good thing because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall never want. Come on, Holy Spirit. I said the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. She said, in the name of Jesus, anywhere my wealth is located, hear the word of the Lord and begin to work for me right now, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I command my finances to begin to speak for me. My money, wherever I go, begin to locate me in the name of Jesus. I shall not lack any good thing. I shall not be in want. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I am rich in every aspect of the term. I said, come on, Holy Spirit. And she said, remember Thanksgiving. Remember that the prayer you just prayed, all the elements heard you. From the four corners of the earth to the heavens. So just begin to thank God that your money is locating you even as you pray. Thank God because you know God is also working on your behalf. In the name, nature, and consciousness of Jesus, we say amen.
And this lady had it all down packed. I want you to know. This lady had on a cat suit. Now, for me, you know, I can hear anything anybody got to say. I don't care, but I just wanted to tell you that this lady wasn't on what you might think you might see, you know, with a choir robe on. She was sitting in there with her little cat suit on, and it was low plunged in the front. With her hair, her makeup, and her, and she said everywhere she go, money follows her, honey. And she declares it every day. Now, I don't know who she is, I don't even know what she do. But wherever she goes, money follows her. And if you saw the dead serious look in her face, I said, go, girl, go, girl. Why am I saying this to you? The reason why I'm telling you her physical appearance, because some people get caught up when people use the idea that God has a plan for our finances, that you have to look a certain way, that you got to go to a church every Sunday, or you got to do this. All she said is that she commands her money every morning. And she gives thanks every day that money follows her. And everywhere she goes, all her life, money has followed her. Money has followed us. And she said, you can't have no fear about it. She said, whatever situations we face today, in order to change those situations, the change has to be conceived on the inside before you can perceive it on the outside. Somebody ought to tweet that. Change has to come from the inside before you can perceive it on the outside. And it all starts with the decision to change your mindset today. Which brings me to a story in the Old Testament where there was a widow who faced a severe financial challenge. She was in such financial need that the creditors were after her and wanted to take her son as a slave. The prophet Elisha showed up at her house with instructions from God for her situation, and it had to do with the little of her resources that she had. And all she had was one jar of oil. And with one jar and obediently gathering jars from her neighbor at the request of Elisha, she backed up her faith with action and obedience. She followed the plan, and when her miracle occurred, she not only had enough oil to fill each jar and pay off all of her debts, but she was well about to sell the oil and live off this finances for the rest of her life. You see, I want to remind you that our God is a running over kind of God. Our God is an overflow kind of God. Our God is an overabundant kind of God. You see, our God is a running over kind of God. You may feel like that widow with one jar oil. You may even feel like digging your situation in the ground like the servant from Matthew. But I want to tell you today, courage to develop a vision. Be encouraged to develop a vision and command your money this time. You see, the bit so caught up in the physical eyes, I want you to see your money in the spiritual eyes today. I want you to ask God to see in the eyes of spiritual multiplication over your finances today. Work with God. Work with the Holy Spirit to get a vision. And it doesn't matter how grave your situation may seem right now. If you stay faithful and manage diligently what you have and trust God, you will achieve and experience true financial freedom. There's a financial breakthrough about to happen today in somebody's life. We ain't got to beg. Kings, queens, gods, goddesses, when you know your rightful place, to beg. Too many of our folks are begging. But I want you to stand upright and give thanks right now. I want you to give thanks right now, knowing that God has already given you what you already need, want, and desire. He has already given it to you. It's not anywhere but within you.
And I want you to begin to command them to manifest this morning. So you got to come to know the truth, honor the truth, and not be a hearer, but be a doer of the truth. Today, I'm talking about this lady just came up on my Facebook feed this morning when I picked up my phone to see what time it was to get ready, and she came up. I wasn't looking on Facebook. She came up. I don't even know. And the interview was interesting because she said, money follows me. She said it just like that. Money follows me. Everywhere I go, money finds me. Money finds me. And she said money comes in many forms. Money finds me. This lady was laughing. She thought it was hilarious. This lady was speaking truth. She had on her 6-inch high heel shoes, her cat suit, and her plunge neckline. Speaking some good stuff. I only say what she had on and where, because so many people get caught up in the physical appearances of people and think that God's word can't come through somebody unless they look a certain way. That God's word cannot come through somebody unless they look a certain way. But I come to tell you, I ain't heard a preacher preach better than what she said. And she wasn't even preaching. She was just saying, money follows me. Money follows me. Money needs me. Money wants me. Money likes me. Huh, money in a relationship. Now, she didn't say that, but that's my paraphrasing of what she was talking about. Can you imagine having a mindset where your money is chasing you? How many of us grew up with that idea? So many of us grew up with the idea of chasing, hustling. I used to be thinking when I was coming out, ooh, I used to think I was the coldest hustler. I was a hustler because I'm a hustler, baby. It's not where I've been. But I tell you, I thought I was a hustler. Couldn't nobody close a deal better than me. They called me the hammer. I was closing so many deals. When I came in, when they knew, when they wanted the deals to be done, the big people called and said, Janine, can you go in there and handle that situation? We need that deal closed. They said, we about to send the hammer in there, the closer. I could close the deal. I can't even remember not being able to close a deal. You know how you go in and you might get 90%. I can't remember not getting one, not right now. Because that was my gift. I sat and I listened, and then I showed the people how they can make it happen. And before you know it, they were signing those deals. And that's when I thought I was a true hustler, because I didn't know nothing about magnetizing and attracting and receiving. You didn't work, you didn't eat. If you didn't struggle, you didn't do what you got to do. If you didn't hustle, I didn't understand idea or the concept that money loved me so much that it was looking for me. I was too busy looking for it. I was too busy chasing it, and I was getting quite a bit of it. But it was coming in and going out. I come to tell you today, that you have the ability to live an Ephesians 3:20 life abundantly, more than you can ever think, ask, or imagine. Now, I want you to think what that really says, abundantly more. God said, I'm going to give you abundantly more than you can think, abundantly more than you can ask, abundantly more than you can ever imagine. sometimes when I think of that scripture, I think of Oprah when she came out in Essence. She said, family, I'm living the dream. She didn't say I was living my dream. She said I was living the dream because I was obedient to the call. So when I think about the vision for your life, when I think about what God sent you to this planet for, when I think about the gifts and the talents that were so eloquently laid inside of you that nobody can do the way you can do, and only you can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it and speak to those you've been called to speak to, your sweet spot. I think then you can really magnetize at a level that's different than what you've ever done before, because I think we haven't seen the value in our own impact. Come on. God told me that when I was on my 10-day silent retreat. I was walking, looking at the beautiful trees, and so many times I would sit under the trees and I asked the trees to speak to me, and each day had a different day, and this particular day was called the value and impact. That's what came to my mind, the value in your impact. Spirit say, you don't understand the value in your impact. And so I said to God, well, how do you begin to understand the value in your impact and get paid just by being you? Because Oprah said one thing that was so powerful. She get paid to be Oprah. She created a brand, a resume that she don't even need a resume, because her name is synonymous with who she is. She's created a life that says, I am Oprah, and people pay X amount of dollars. You know, so I think about the contract that she signed with iTunes. Think about the contract that iTunes signed with Oprah. They were signing a contract for her brand, $1 billion for her brand, just because she's Oprah Winfrey. Come on, somebody. Can you imagine you getting paid just because your impact? You walk in a place and you change the atmosphere, the climate and the culture, and people are magnetized to you. And so people pay you to be in the room. I mean, think about, what is Oprah really going to be doing anything different than anybody else that's already doing it on iTunes, but it's just because it's Oprah. See, she began to understand the value in her impact. They did not come to Oprah with no low balling. They came to Oprah with one third of what she worth. She worth $3 billion, and they gave her $1 billion contract. And so I just wanted us to think about finances in different terms this morning. And if you just got on the line, I was just talking about how to cause your finance to resurrect and locate you. And it all came from this video that I watched where this lady said, money finds me. Money loves me. And she was dead serious, family. And she wasn't walking around there with no Bible in her hand. And she wasn't walking around there with no choir robe and whatever look that you think somebody who would tell you that money finds her and how to resurrect your finances probably would look. She said she ain't never had to beg for no money. She said money is supposed to serve you. She said you ain't supposed to be going around begging for no money, much less even looking for it. Wow, what a powerful mindset. I'm going to say that again. She said you ain't supposed to be begging for money, and you ain't even supposed to be looking for it. I just want that to marinate. Somebody came today because they wanted to hear this word right here. Speak to somebody's heart, God. If you don't speak to nobody's heart, speak to mine, God. I didn't grow up with that kind of mindset. I grew up on 70th pretty much in Korea a good portion of my life. I lived in many places, lived in Inglewood pretty much some time, but Korea seems to be the biggest impact in my Korea in Chicago is in the South Shore area. And then this building, a pimp ran it. Jimmy ran this building. My mom lived in this building. She sold drugs. And so in the building was pimps, players, hustlers, and drug dealers. For real. I babysitted all the children. When the ladies was getting ready to go out at night to a club on the north side, they rolled together. And I babysitted all the children. I was making good money. I saw the men out there rubbing on their Cadillacs every day from sunup to sundown. Their cars were shining like new money. Ladies were going to sell their bodies in the night. And my mother was selling all the drugs. And it was interesting. You know, what's interesting is because you'd be surprised who would be sitting in the living room sometimes. Natalie Cole might be sitting there. Maurice White, I don't mean to tell everybody's business, but, you know, a lot of singers did drugs, and a lot of them stopped by my mom's house. And I thought that hustling was the way to do it. If I wanted a lot of money, to be honest with you, my only biggest dream, I remember graduating from Chicago State, walking across the campus to go sign a paper, and I remember this little girl from the South Side graduating from college. And her only biggest dream was to grow up to be a madam, really. My biggest dream, that was my big dream. I didn't have no big dream. My biggest dream was to be a madam. My favorite books was, can you believe it, Donald Goren. He was a pimp from Detroit to read all his books. Iceberg Slam. I read all his books. And I thought, and I saw ladies struggling. I saw sometimes they give all their money to the guys. Sometimes be left with no food in the house, nothing. And I'd be thinking to myself, what? It seemed like it was better to be on that end than it was to be on this end. And so when I think about the idea of where I learned my relationship to money. And then the other thing that we're never taught in these kind of environments is how to let money make money. We know how to make it, but we spend it. We gotta have an intimacy. An intimacy with God so that we can learn how to be led with what to do with the money when the money get in our hands. So I'm going to go over the four aspects that she went over. And I want us to think about how to deliver ourselves into a place where we can have a breakthrough in our own finances. But to the point where we're learning how to allow money to come to us. And this is what she said. I took notes, and I'm going back over these notes just for the people who came on the line after I said it, because I feel like this is a powerful way to resurrect our money so money can locate us. I call it a plan to command your finances to resurrect and locate you. Because that's basically what she was talking about. She said the first thing we got to do is change our mindset. Now, the reason it's interesting that she says that first, but I was thinking when I was listening to her, is the way that we change our mindset. She said money is supposed to serve you. She said, we're not supposed to be begging for money, much less even looking for money. She said, the way the Holy Spirit, the Most High God, has ordained it is that it is supposed to serve you. Now, until you understand that, and begin to take your rightful place, she said, you're going to keep on begging and pleading, and nothing is going to happen too much more than what has already happened. She said, until we understand that, money is supposed to serve you. Now, that's not too much different than what Reverend Ike used to say. Money is supposed to serve you. I don't serve money. Money serves me. Remember in his affirmation? She said that money, you're supposed to have caused your finance to resurrect and locate you through the words that you speak by declaring it, but more importantly, by knowing it and feeling it and understanding that you are already in the presence of money. You are already in the presence of money. So I want you to think about that right now. Albert Einstein said, in order to change a problem, we can't go in there with the same mindset that created. So I'm going to change it a little bit just to go over what we're talking about. We can't change our finances with the same mindset that created the finances or the financial situation we're in right now. We cannot change our mind financial problem with the same mindset that created it. And I want you to marinate on that right now. Just marinate on the idea. That you cannot change a financial situation with the same mindset that created it. So we got to understand the way that God has ordained it. She said that money was made to serve you. Money was made to serve you. And your words charged by your words. Money can be charged by your words. You got to believe it, declare it, and begin to see the manifestation. You got to see it with authority and be serious about it. That money loves you. Here's her prayer. My money, my wealth, and all my riches, I call you by your name. Where are you? Come here and kneel down before me right now. Did you know that you are supposed to be following me? Did you know? Did you know that? She's talking to money now. She said, money, I command you to begin to serve me according to the word right now. I command my finances, my wealth, my riches, and my money to begin to locate me right now. She said, I command every dead aspect of my finances to be resurrected right now in the name and nature of love. I am rich, just like the universe. I am loaded with daily benefits. I do not lack any good thing because the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. And did I tell you she drove a convertible Bentley? In the name, nature of Jesus, anywhere my wealth is located, hear the word of the Lord begin to work for me now. Come on, money. In the name of Jesus, I command my money, my finances to begin to speak for me. Come on, money. Speak for me, money. My money, wherever I go, begin to locate me right now. I shall not lack any good thing. I shall not be in want. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I am rich in every aspect of the term. And she said, when you remember when you spoke, all the elements heard you from the four corners of the earth to the heavens. Just begin to thank God that your money is locating you right now. Come on, money. Even as you pray. Thank God because you know that money is working on your behalf. That's something to think about. When we think about how to access our financial breakthroughs, are we asking, commanding, and speaking to our money? One of the richest guys who came on this line said the same thing. He said in his speech on this line that there was
different aspects of money that he had to share with us. He said the first thing he wanted us to know is that we had to have the courage. He said the only difference between an Oprah, a Tyler Perry, a Bill Gates, a Warren Buffett is the courage. He said the first thing we had to do was get courage. The second thing, come on, y'all, we had to learn was how to plant our money. He said we've all learned how to make money. He said we're making money. He said in our communities we're making money. He said, but what we don't do is know how to let our money make money for us. And he used planting. He said we got to learn how to plant our money so that our money can create abundance for us. And the last two words was interesting. He said we have to create a relationship with our money. He said instead of getting your money and always thinking who you got to pay, he said sit with your money. Build a relationship with your money. And pay yourself first. Fourthly, he said ask your money. So one of the things he said is speak to your money too. But he said ask your money. Where can you be planning to create more for me right now? And that's something to think about. That is something to think about. So that's my message today. Activate the presence and the power that is in you to create the idea that money is here to serve you. Money is here to serve you. This lady was sitting in a chair with her cat suit on, with her 6-inch heels, and her plunged. The front of the cat suit was plunged. And people was talking about what she had on. I'm thinking, if they listen to what she's saying, ain't nobody hearing what she's saying. I'm talking about the comments. I want y'all to know today, you got to stop looking at the physical appearances of things and recognize that the word can come through many people, even children. The word can come through the children. The word can come to anybody. Let me tell you, that lady spoke a word. She said money follows her. Money loves her. Money needs her. And the lady was laughing so hard. I'm thinking to myself, why is she laughing? It's true. This lady's speaking truth. She said money wasn't never meant to be chased. Money never wasn't even meant to be working so hard that you can't even see when you wake up in the morning from being tired from chasing money. She said that ain't the way God had planned it. Baby, she said with her legs crossed, with her cat suit plunged through 6-inch heels, saying that money, wherever she go, always finds her. I want us to create a mindset on this love journey experience right now. I want you to change your mindset right now. And I want you to take the hustle out your mind. I want you to take anything out your mind, because she even said there was over 2,000 scriptures that God promised us financial abundance, and not one scripture said in the scriptures that she was talking about. Now, I'm not saying that I'm a Bible scholar. I'm not saying that she's right, but it made sense and it spoke to my spirit. She said over 2,000 scriptures in the Bible about money, and she said not one of those scriptures talks about us having to work hard for it. It either says we believe. She gave different scriptures. Deuteronomy 8:18, which is one of my favorites. See that your team need the power to get wealth. I will find favor over you and bless you. Ephesians 3:20, I will give you more than you can ever think, ask, or imagine. Abundantly more than you can ever ask, or think, or imagine. And I remember those because those are my favorite scriptures. And some of them I wrote down, but I didn't want to, you know, take up too much of your time this morning. But, and I don't have to prove over and over again to you, because I've gone over several scriptures in the Word, and if you don't believe in the Word, we can go over the Quran, and we can even talk about the Bhagavad Gita, even the Hindu Bible that says you were born out of prosperity, and prosperity you should remain in. So it doesn't matter how we call God, it doesn't matter what religious text we read, you know, it's all promised to us. The day we were born, when we was placed in the womb of our mother's belly, before we were even placed in our mother's womb, you were created. And you were created with gifts and talents. You were created with everything you need, want, and desire to create the life you desire. So the first thing she said is we got to understand that we need to change our mindsets in relation to money. Money is meant to serve you. And I want you to say that to yourself right now. Money is meant to serve me. Money is meant to serve me. I don't serve money. Money serves me. I want you to get that in your mind right now. Money, I want you to get into a mindset that money serves you, because this is the year for us right now. The year to create, travel, have fun, and be the example. See, it's easy to talk a good talk, but I want you to be the example. When people look at you, I want you people to see the blessings of God upon you. And I want people to see it without you having, you know, it's interesting when people could tell you, you know, when they, oh, yeah, amen, and all that stuff. But I want people to see you in your light without you saying a word. Because I want people to begin to see God as us in the way that we live everything we do, in the way we do our money, in the way we treat people, how we treat ourselves, how we treat our environment, how we treat nature. That's living God. You don't impress me when you know every scripture in the Bible. You don't impress me because you memorize it. You impress me when you be an example of God. See, I watch how you treat your people around you. I watch how you treat your children, yourself, your environment, your community, Mother Nature, Mother Earth. I'm not going to be in the car and you throwing out lid into the earth. We're going to stop the car. We're going to talk about Mother Earth. That's how you impress me. Be the example. My grandmother used to tell us growing up, you might be the only Bible somebody might read. And so today I want us to be an example, even in our finances, of what it looks like to be an example of God's love. And money is just another exchange of God's love. It's just another gift of God's energy. Get our minds right this morning in our relationship to money. Speak to our money. Command our money. So we can't talk about money and not leave without Reverend Ike this morning. Anybody got any questions, comments, or concerns before we get out of here? Press 1 on Blog Talk, star 6 on the teleconference line, and do this. Money multiply. Reverend Ike. You know I love me some Reverend Ike. I think Reverend Ike came along with it before a lot of people really understood, and they laughed at him. A lot of people laughed at Reverend Ike. But let me tell you, Reverend Ike taught more people about the spiritual understanding of God's abundance for our life back then than anybody other. I don't care. I can't even think of any preacher who taught more about prosperity than Reverend Ike back then, other than Dr. Johnny Coleman. Today, know you are enough right now, just the way you are, and money was meant to serve you. You were never meant to serve money.
Now, here is the long affirmation that I'm going to give you. It's too long to get on the green board, but when I give you this affirmation, I want you to write it out. Put it in your checkbook. Every time you write a check, read it. For starters and for practice, put it up on the mirror that you look in the most. Most of all, put it in your mind and use it. Think it every time you use money. Here it is, repeat it after me verbally as well as write it. And of course, I'll be good and repetitious about it so that you won't miss it. I see God.
I see God.
Multiplying back to me.
Multiplying back to me.
All of the money that I use.
All of the money that I use.
Give. Or circulate in any way.
Or circulate in any way.
In a never-ending cycle.
In a never-ending cycle.
Of increase and enjoyment.
Of increase and enjoyment.
Gee, I'd love to take an offering right now. This is the time to do it. Gee, because I usually have the people hold their offering that they're giving in their hands, and I have them circulate like this, you see. It indicates that your good is going from you, but doing what? Coming back. It is going from you and doing what?
Coming back.
All right. Anyway, symbolically, think that you're in church this Sunday. All of you are going to be in church Sunday.
Right.
Even those that Reverend Terry haven't seen in ages.
Right.
Now hold your offering in your hand. Look at it. And circulate it over, away from you, and under, back to you. Come on. Now repeat this with me again. I see God. Multiplying back to me.
Multiplying back to me.
All of the money.
All of the money.
That I use.
That I use.
Give.
Or circulate.
In any way.
In any way.
In a never-ending cycle.
In a never-ending cycle.
Of increase and enjoyment.
Of increase and enjoyment.
In a never-ending cycle.
In a never-ending cycle.
Of increase and enjoyment.
Of increase and enjoyment.
In a never-ending cycle.
In a never-ending cycle.
Of increase and enjoyment.
Of increase and enjoyment.
I dare you to practice that. All right, you want me to repeat that again? All right, and I'll try to remember to even put the punctuation in for you. I see God, period, comma.
I see God.
Yes, I see God, comma.
I see God, comma.
Multiplying back to me.
Multiplying back to me.
Comma.
Comma.
All of the money that I use, comma.
All of the money that I use.
All of the money that I give, comma.
All the money that I give, comma.
Are circulate in any way.
Or circulate in any way.
Comma.
Comma.
In a never-ending cycle.
In a never-ending cycle.
Of increase and enjoyment.
Of increase and enjoyment.
And I like to get that last phrase going. In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. And make no mistake about it, this is not just being idly Pollyanna-ish. This works. Because you get this feeling going in your subconscious mind, and you're to see that money that you're using, that you're giving, that you're circulating, actually see and feel that circulation, and to know that the circulation of good, the circulation of money, is what? A never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. Know that this is the truth about the good that you do. All of your goodness, all of your kindness, all of your givingness in every form is multiplied back to you. How? In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. Come on, get your hands circulating here. Come on. What do you think this is? You know, I make the audacious claim you can't lose with the stuff I use. But you've got to use this stuff. So, let's get it going. In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. Now, let's put this out for all of the good that we do. Think of your kindness. Think of the favors that you do lovingly. Think of the ways that you give of yourself, the many ways that you give of yourself. And know that all of the good that I do comes back to me multiplied. I like that. Multiplied. How? In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to be redundant about this. Never again in all eternity spend your money. Use it. Circulate it. One other word. Enjoy it.
So just in case you're new to Reverend Ike, the reason why he say never spin is a vibrational word that means to exhaust and never return to the original origin. Circulate means to send your money out and to return to the origin of which it came from. So that's why he uses the word to circulate your money, but not spend, because spend means to send your money out and exhaust it and never return. Circulate means to return. And so I just want to put that on your mind. Remember to always command and speak to your money. And remember to circulate, so that your money can percolate. All right, family. I'm going to remind you today that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. Remember to always dream and live your God-sized dream. And remember, it only works if you work it. The power to live the life you want only works if you work it, and the power is in you. The power is in you to work it. I'll be thinking of you today. This is Andre Crouch. You've been listening to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. I'll be thinking of you.
The sun will shine again, 'cause I'll be praying for you.